If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Girl Talk, ladies and gentlemen. This is the first Clicky Six official podcast, episode number one, episode 01, season one of Girl Talk. What is Girl Talk, Liv?
Games in real life.
Games in real life.
So, oh, it's an acronym.
It's an acronym.
It's a pretty good acronym.
It works way too well.
I really like it.
Aren't we fucking clever? I'm going to be your host this evening. Morning, afternoon.
Or whenever you're listening.
Wherever you're listening to it, because it's a podcast. You do whatever the fuck you want. My name's Cam. I got Liv with me.
Hello.
I have Alex.
Hello.
And J-Lo.
That's me.
And we're all here to talk about what we've done is we've brought a bunch of games and then we're going to be talking about the mechanics of those games and what their applications would be like in real life.
Games IRL.
Indeed. So we don't know what game anyone's brought. You know, it's more like a, you know, soft sort of, you know, it's a work in progress.
Surprise.
Figuring it out. It's hard to coordinate without like going and just knowing what everyone else knew. You want a little bit of element of surprise.
Yeah, we like that mystery.
You want that little salty surprise.
That's it. I love salty surprises, Julie. Thank you. God, you get me. That said, we all do have little shit-eating grins on our face because I think that everyone's mechanics are going to be really interesting.
Mine's the best, clearly.
Well, you won't mind starting then, Alex.
All right. Because I know you all played it.
What game did you bring to Girl Talk today?
Prey 2017.
Prey.
Yeah.
Not Prey, old school Prey.
Not Prey, Native American aliens and shit.
It was so good.
No.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. This is not the time or the place, J-Lo. Prey 2017, a mildly better game.
All right.
I don't know how much y'all played of Prey. Because there are the mimics, right? In that game that can turn into anything in the environment. And then you just end up fucking walking around smashing everything with a wrench.
Yeah, I saw that on the trailer. Yeah.
Yeah. So later on the game, spoilers, you get that ability for yourself.
Okay.
So like, what if you could just turn into things, like anything?
My brain instantly went to like creeping on folks.
I thought of being the hide and seek champion of the world.
Oh yeah, like easily, so easily. Just like,
that goes into that whole mod in Gary's Mod.
Yeah. Prop Hunt.
Oh,
that's
dude!
That's what that game is.
That's the best. You can do Prop Hunt in real life?
That'd be pretty fun.
Holy
actually.
Shit!
Let's try it.
That sounds amazing.
But it does require there to be like the thing you want to turn into. You need to have that nearby. And the thing is, wait, Prey. So like, if I want to turn into this PlayStation 4, I can turn into the PlayStation 4 right here.
Yes.
And then the thing is, in Prey, you could just move around.
Yes, but
as the object.
So the idea
really
is
stupid.
If you were out in the park, you wouldn't be able to turn.
I couldn't turn the PlayStation 4 unless I made like PlayStation 4 under my arm, walk to the park, put the PlayStation 4 on the ground. Now there are two PlayStation 4s.
So you duplicate.
You're duplicating the item.
Yeah. Just like in Prop Hunt.
So you can't look at a picture of something.
No. Physical. Like, you have to find a physical thing. And
you're essentially copying it,
atom by atom. Yeah, you have to copy. You have to have the source to make the copy.
Hey, here's a question for you that you probably can't answer.
Go on.
Are you a functional PS4 when you turn into a PS4?
I'm going to say no.
Can I
play games on you?
I'm going to say no because in Prey 2017, like you can turn into a stack of towels and the towels like don't unravel as you move around.
Oh,
you are just a static brick of towels.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
I like to dry myself with a brick. I don't know.
Yeah. But like if you could turn into like a can and just roll your way down the street and stuff like that, like to gravity take over.
So what's your application for it? Why do you want to do the
creeping off? No.
can it be another living thing or is it inanimate objects?
I believe it's only inanimate objects in Prey. Yeah.
How long does it last?
As long as your like mana lasts, and I don't know how you equate that to IRL. You've got to have some sort of mental fortitude where you kind of start going crazy or something after a while.
Okay.
So, it'd be really funny if you like turned into something really small and then got stuck under the fridge. You'd be like, oh, fuck. Oh, no. Oh, God. Help.
And then you couldn't get out and you were just
You were just stuck under a fridge.
Sounds all right.
Nah, not really.
So what I do
is
go to a local hut. No.
Go to the bathhouse.
Go to the bathhouse. That's right. Yeah. Fuck. There's so many goddamn things you can do with that thing.
I'm remembering back to an episode, I think, of Harvey Birdman.
Sure.
Where someone's on trial. and I can't remember the superhero's name, but he can transform into things. It's actually light your power.
Sure.
Here.
Yeah.
And so he was questioned as to where Wonder Woman's whereabouts were. And he's like, oh, how do you know she was at this house at this time? I was the bathwater.
Can you be water?
Can you, do you count water as a living being?
No. Yeah.
You cannot be like water. I don't know what the, that's from Karate
Kid. You said if it's in front of me, I should be able to, you know.
Yeah, but water is like, yeah.
Moving.
It's a moving, I think you turn into solids in that game.
All right, I got a perfect situation.
There's your options, yeah.
I'm just going to go full Fight Club.
Yeah.
Just like find, like, you know, try and get myself in a situation where there is an item, one item that is incredibly lucrative.
Sure.
Turn into that item, sell myself, and then get the fuck out.
How are you going to sell yourself?
We'll sort this out, you and me.
Bank heist.
That's right.
Put me in a safety deposit box.
That's right.
Put me in a vault.
Yep.
Fucking Ocean's 11, that shit.
Yeah.
Except with less risky jumping.
And then we're stuck in the vault forever.
And then we're stuck in the vault forever. Shit. I haven't thought this all the way through.
I feel like this is mostly just a surveillance.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
just join the FBI
and the pervy angle. Like,
yeah. Well, that's what I was saying.
That's surveillance.
The second half of that Harvey Birdman scene was him going form of a washcloth.
Liv, you can't forget about the pervy stuff.
No, that's what I meant. Surveillance in general.
Yeah.
Being pervy is technically surveillance.
Yeah. Yeah. That's accurate. What I told the judge. It didn't work out.
They will not hold up in court.
I was just surveilling her.
I was just watching her. It wasn't weird.
There's some weird people out there. I was just checking. She was okay.
Yeah. I mean, the bracelet on the ankle wouldn't work because you could shapeshift into something else. Bracelet falls right off. Bye.
See, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't have that much mana.
Sure.
As a person.
Yeah.
Mental fortitude.
Have you ever tapped into your chi or anything?
I have. I did. I dabbled.
Sure.
I loved Dragon Ball Z as a kid, so that was fun. I don't know if that was just actually a thing. Probably not. But I reckon you could get away with it. Yeah, I'd sell something, you know, just turn to like a gold. Actually, you know what? You can go to the mint and they have one of those gold, what do they call them? Cougarants or whatever it is, the bricks.
Bricks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Ingots.
And ingots, that's it, thank you. And they had one of those and yeah, you could actually touch and feel it. And it was like, oh, yeah, if you want to pick it up and leave, you can go for it, but you can only get one hand in there. So I just turned to that thing and just be like, I'm gold. And then Alex would be like, I got this.
Well, what's
I'm
the gonna point?
Sell it. Alex, get rich.
Yeah, and then what's going to happen to you? Will you last through a whole, like, transaction?
Well, I mean, not me. I don't have that much mana, but maybe someone else will.
So they forever have to be a bar of gold so that that transaction stays real.
No, you just wait until
the money's transferred over. They put you on the shelf.
What if it's in a bank vault that you'll never leave?
You are cognizant of that. You'll
die of starvation because nobody visits their bank vault that often.
That's true.
That's fine.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's lots of people that visit vaults.
I'm sure there are more applications than we're thinking of.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that has to be, right?
Dildo? I don't know.
Well, surveillance. You'd still come back to surveillance
again. You'd be a spy.
Yeah. You'd be a spy.
We'd know exactly what Kim Jong-un was up to right now.
Or if you just, like, hide from someone.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or just hide and seek.
Yeah.
Real life proper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could be, like, a handyman. You could be a locksmith or something. You turn yourself into a piece of paper. Just slip me under the door.
Yeah.
Pop out on the other side. Hey, you guys, unlocked. That'd be $100.
Okay, what do
you
do in the game? That's pretty good.
You do that in the game, right?
That's basically how it is. You turn yourself into something small that will creep through a small gap that you can unlock the door on the other side.
Okay.
Or get free shit on the inside and then, you know, morph back and come out the other side.
Sure. Yeah. I'd like turn myself into, like, a drone or something and then just fly off.
Sure.
You know? That'd be fucking rad.
It'd be all right.
Would you be a working drone, though?
If
PS4 doesn't work? Or
I don't know how electronics transfer.
You can turn yourself into a gun turret.
If you were mechanical.
You can. I've seen it.
Yeah.
If you were mechanical, you would work, not electronic.
Okay. Yeah, that's why gun turrets work, I guess. In Prey. Jayla was right. There is. You
depends
can turn into a gun turret. Yeah.
All right, sweet. I'm a drone. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You're gonna get shut. You're gonna get shut down.
The prey has some electronics in it. It's a space turret.
Now, if you get
space turret,
because the game takes place in space.
Is it a space chariot? And I'm like, maybe I would turn into a space chariot.
It's a different thing.
quick question: Answer. If you get destroyed in your transformed state, so you're a PS4,
I think
someone
you get turned back into a human boy.
You just a body goes. Bleh. Do you die or?
No, you get turned back into yourself.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you can just like.
So as soon as you take damage, you just. Oh, you turn into.
Yeah, you turn back into yourself.
And then you shoot a fool.
Excuse me?
You'd be the perfect murder weapon.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay.
We could solve all of the world's problems.
What if you were the bullet? The police would never find the bullet that shot that gun.
Shoot me.
We solved JFK, you guys.
When you transform, do what happens to your clothes and everything on your person? Like if you have items in your pocket.
So in Prey 2017,
this is the Hulk question. Yep, go on.
Yeah, in Prey 2017, the video game, everything stays with you. So
you can't have a gun on
your entire inventory just comes with you.
Okay.
Including your full arsenal of guns.
Yeah.
You don't get naked.
You'd be the perfect murder weapon, but you wouldn't want to get the bullet lodged inside the person.
Yeah. Although that would be pretty good as well because you could just explode them from the inside out.
Yeah.
How the fuck are you going to solve that one? Police.
Aliens.
Space cops.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, figure that one out.
Perfect. So you got perfect murder weapon, really good game of hide and seek.
Yeah.
And perving.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
I'd say it's a success. Yeah, that's not bad.
Successful games IRL.
That's good. I like it.
Good.
JLo, hey.
Yeah, so I did bring a girl to the table, but I'm kind of now realizing it's quite similar to yours.
All right,
but there is the exception. So Alex had the ability to transform into, we said, inanimate objects.
Yeah.
Now my power comes from Kirby, and really he's only got one power.
Now we do need to pick one game specifically. So which Kirby game would you like to pick, J-Lo?
Kirby's Dream Land.
Okay.
That's a great answer.
I don't know any Kirby games.
That's a great answer.
Essentially you suck someone in and you become that person.
Who wants to go
That's
first?
That's
Kirby. Who wants to go first?
Could you expand on that?
So I guess the way I interpret using this power would be you get to assume the identity of someone, but you're like, a slightly darker shade of pink.
Hang on. So here's the thing.
So I could suck you off right now, and I would become a slightly pink Cameron.
Here's the thing, though. Kirby's... Kirby's, like, disguises are not very convincing.
No.
But
it's Kirby with a fucking green hat and a sword.
Yeah.
If you suck Link. That's it. So if I suck Cam in, I'd get some big hair.
I get an afro, yeah.
Yeah, that's and a right. goatee or some bullshit.
Yeah.
My eyes would still be fucked. Maybe they'd be double fucked. Who knows?
So it's less the personality of the person. It's really just...
It's just the physical attributes.
Wait,
no one's going to confuse me for Cameron. Have you ever confused Kirby for Link? Because he's wearing a fucking hat?
Can't you fuck on patch?
Okay.
You get a cute voice as well.
Kirby's
that's just Kirby's voice.
I've already got a cute voice. That's fine. You're getting Kirby's ability to suck people
in. And take on their physical attributes.
But you also get their ability, right?
Yeah.
That's part of that.
I guess if I suck Cam in, I'd actually be charming.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah. And I'd have giant hair.
So essentially you become Cameron, but you're slightly pink and...
Why is... Kirby doesn't get pink. Kirby is pink to start
You're getting Kirby's ability, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you are not pink.
No.
But when you suck...
pink on the inside.
I become pink.
Why?
That's not how Kirby does.
Okay, Kirby's aura, you could call it, is pink. So your aura is white man. So that's why you don't go pink. You'll just stay white man.
Yeah.
Extra white man.
Yeah.
The question I want to know is if I was...
You brought this thing, so okay.
If I was to suck in, say, Liv...
J-Lo, I got a few questions for you too, but keep going.
Would I get breasts?
Yes.
Next question.
Next question.
That's all I want. I just want a pair of sweet tits.
Okay. I can help you with that, J-Lo. Don't worry about it.
There's a situation we can do.
We can, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We can make that happen.
So let's say...
My eyes are watering.
I would suck in.
Yes.
Like a cheetah, for example.
Sure.
I would become super fast and run on all fours and probably not pink, but very pink.
I think you get spots.
Spots.
Yeah.
So you gain some...
Sweet little ears, a tail.
I dare say probably the most physically defining attributes of the thing you sucked in, you will get.
Yeah.
So wait, he'll mostly stay like... It will be standing upright, but he'll have a tail and become furry?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't completely turn into a cheetah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great question, Liv.
No, I was confused how far the transformation goes. So it's just the main bits, I guess.
It's like a really...
Well, here's a question. Go back to JLo's thing before.
Sorry.
Is Liv's defining attribute her tits?
Yes.
Like... I'm not sure what that says about J-Lo.
I'm sorry.
It's So wait, if I turn into J-Lo, I get a beard?
Yeah, that's what my thought would be. Like, yeah. If I turn into J-Lo, like, I get the beard.
And you can just do finger guns a lot.
And you'd also get my lactose intolerant.
Oh, no.
Great.
Does that mean I fart a lot?
Here's the secret, J-Lo. Everyone gets that eventually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get a little bit sooner.
I've just crushed that threshold myself, thank you.
Oh, no. But you can suck someone off in.
We can't, though.
You can suck someone in to you that doesn't have lactose intolerance.
Is that the defining quality?
You can suck in one at a time.
It's defining physical attribute.
Yeah, that's not a physical attribute.
But the ability you get is different. Because Kirby's, it's like the cute version of Prey 2017's ability.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. It's
accurate.
It's adorable.
Prey ripped off Kirby.
From home, but a police siren started the moment J-Lo said that.
call the police. Prey stole Kirby.
Okay. So I got Kirby. Kirby's gonna.
That's it.
Sorry.
I think we need to go to halftime.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
We're okay.
Because what you got is a situation. How do you get rid of. It's gonna say live tits.
You poop out a sock.
No, that's not.
See, it's already
you
better.
Squish down really little, and a star pops.
Well, this is already better because I don't need mana because I don't have none. Because I mean, look at me. But
don't you vom up the thing that you ate? Isn't that what you do?
You shoot it out as a star.
Oh, okay.
He kind of he squishes himself down like a flat pancake. And the star just pops out.
So he condenses. Living beings into stars.
Yeah, I would turn.
That's
those-
terrifying. So if I want someone's ability, I have to know that I'm going to fucking kill them.
That's right.
And turn them into a star.
That's it. Because they don't live after that. They're dead.
Oh. Unless you're playing Smash Brothers, then they do get pooped. Well,
no, you said Kirby's Dream Land.
You said Kirby's Dream Land.
I did. Everyone's gonna die and turn into stars.
I don't want to.
Well, that from whence we came, I guess.
Yeah. See, now Prey's better because that's cuter because that's not murdering people and things.
Yep.
You're just. Murdering.
You're now a vehicle for murder.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Where's that police siren?
Kirby got dark.
Fuck Kirby. Jesus.
Kirby, darker than Prey 2017.
All right, what would you suck in, Alex?
What abilities do I want? I don't know. That's a very personal question.
I think you're on the right train of thought with animals and stuff. I'd like to know what it'd be like to bounce around like a kangaroo.
Sure.
That's a great fucking question. Yeah. Okay. Delicious as well.
Delicious, yes.
Wow. Yeah, how am I getting these things into my gut? And is that a problem for me as a human being?
No.
As someone
cannibalism?
You just have a black hole inside of you. Everything fits in.
No, I already have that.
It's called my heart.
It's called my stomach. And God, I ate a lot of garbage. Just like a real black hole.
Holy shit. I think I would have to... you're talking about... So Alex brings inanimate objects from Prey 2017.
Yeah.
You bring murder and living things.
I feel like...
Because
like,
you can't suck off an inanimate object. Suck in, sorry.
I don't believe so.
No, Kirby doesn't suck inanimate objects.
Except for stars. He does suck stars.
Yeah, he does do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, I mean...
He just spits back out again.
It's been a long time.
Am I prepared to kill it?
I should have said Smash Brothers. Yeah.
To kill a human to have their abilities... Like, if I went, like, sucked a cop in, and then, like, guess what? Now I'm a policeman officer.
Sure. I mean, you're
under arrest.
You get, like, Usain Bolt, and just be like, you had a good run.
Too soon.
What? He's alive!
Okay.
What?
His career is
Usain
over.
Usain Bolt is fine.
He's absolutely fine.
His career's over.
Ah, he's a good
he's
kid.
He's a DJ
He's
now.
A good kid.
Fucking awesome DJ.
Good on him.
Liv, you gonna say something?
Nah, I'm good.
Who would you suck in...
To take their juicy abilities.
Emma Watson.
Oh, good.
All right.
Because she's smart, pretty, and an actress. And
yeah, I'd suck it.
A Emma good Watson. Humanitarian.
I mean, you're not going to be Emma Watson. And remember, you're robbing the world of Emma Watson.
You mostly,
then they'll have to love me instead.
Yeah, you so, mostly yeah. become okay. Emma Watson.
That's fine.
All right.
So, she's the closest thing we got to Emma Watson.
Guess I'll do.
That's, sounds
remember,
great.
Remember the Harry Potter movies? Yeah, it's a shame what happened. It's weird what happened to her. It's a different person now. That's crazy.
Her name's not Emma.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Don't worry about it. It's
I'm
fine.
Pretty sure it's her.
It was magic ability.
Yeah.
You're on set, the star flies out, and Emma Watson's dead. Like, and it's like, oh God.
Oh Jesus.
It's perfect.
Oh God.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hard to follow that up.
What else?
But I'm going to bring a game.
Okay, what you got?
I got Red Dead Redemption 1. Anyone played that?
Yes.
Oh, you mean Red Dead Revolver?
No, Red Dead Redemption, the first.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Sure.
Not Red Dead Revolver.
Okay.
That's an old game.
It's a different game.
I've never played that game.
Boring cowboy simulator.
That's right, yes.
I mean, Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
Use John Marston, though, is the thing. The ability
so
in
dead.
That-
Spoiler.
Straight off the bat.
No, but zombie.
In that game, you have an ability. Every time you whistle, your horse can rock up at any point.
Oh, like,
not, that's
like
not where I thought this was going, but I'm back in. I'm back in on this.
So the first one to do it, I'm pretty sure.
What other games do it? Because there's a few.
Zelda.
Snacks now. Yeah. Zelda.
Zelda's doing it.
Witcher does it.
Witcher. I think you could whistle in Skyrim to get your horse.
No,
that's not a thing.
I don't think so.
That's probably a mod for it.
Yeah. But in this one, it is just simply a whistle and the horse appears out of absolutely fucking nowhere. And it appears behind you.
It appears out of your line of sight.
That's
and
correct.
Then runs in front of you. Yeah. Like, where the fuck was that?
It's like a perpetually creeping horse.
Because you could be anywhere. And it would arrive. Unlike the Zelda horse, which needs to be an earshot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Red Dead horse.
Yeah.
Come anywhere. To you when you're on the moon.
I thought this through.
Yeah. Good choice.
Even when you're on the moon.
Even when you're on the moon.
Is that DLC that I didn't play for Red Dead Redemption? Or is that a Red Dead Redemption 2 thing? That trailer just came out today.
Pretty good. Yeah.
I didn't see no moon in that trailer.
Red Dead was fun. I've only ever ridden a horse once and it terrified me.
Sure.
Because I was a small child and a tall horse is quite tall.
They're very tall.
But if you're in an argument, horse out of fucking nowhere. Fuck you guys.
You're about to get stabbed on the street.
Yeah.
It's actually not that fast though, because it's not like
instant.
Like, let's put it this way. You're in the middle of Northbridge in Perth, because that's what else are you going to be doing?
Because that's our frame of reference.
That's right. No, you're walking in like a red light district. Maybe it's a little bit of a dodgy area. You're walking down the street, and then you're like, go down. Maybe you just go take a shortcut. Guy comes up. You're like, fuck me. I need to get out of here really quick. You whistle. That horse takes a good 5-10 seconds to get there, and
that's okay.
But it will come.
It will come. 100% will come.
Yeah,
I've seen that video. we've lost Liv.
I was writing down my ideas.
Okay. The horse. If it gets killed, does it still come?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing in that game. It just showed back up again.
Are you sure?
It was a different horse.
Is it the same horse? No, probably not.
So for some reason, my plane has crashed over Mount Everest and I'm cold. I'm hungry.
Yep.
You've got so many more problems, J-Lo.
Oh, I won't though, because if I whistle, a meal's coming straight for me.
Yep. No, that's where I thought that was going.
Some warmth is coming towards me.
Yeah.
Use a horse to get out of there.
Horse
it's not
really
a Skyrim
so
horse.
Yeah, that's good.
Horse can only go so far.
That's right.
Ride that thing for a few hours, cut it open, have a nine eyes in your guts.
Yeah. You know what? I think like eventually you'd get kind of bored of it. And then you'd just be like, I'm going to stop fucking with this thing and just go scuba diving and see what happens. You know what I mean? Like just dive.
It puts on a little snorkel. And
be funny.
I'm coming.
You're just fucking skydiving.
No.
Skydiving and you just start whistling. You're like, the fuck's up now?
The horse spawns, but it's got no shoes.
I just imagine in the swimming instance, like you do the whistle thing. You drop up, like people on the boat's perspective, like you drop off the boat. While you're underwater, you whistle, and then everyone on the boat just watches there as a horse floats to the surface. They have no idea why, where it's come from. Like, what the fuck is that about? Yeah. Why is there a horse in the middle of the ocean now?
Imagine if you, like, whistled in your sleep.
Not
what
for much longer.
What if you whistled in your dreams?
Yeah.
But it's just going to stand next to you. Yeah. It's going to keep you company.
Yeah. It would. It just hangs out.
Wake up with a horse next to your bed.
That's all right.
He doesn't seem too fast. Like,
Jessica Parker, where did you come from?
If another horse, that's a great joke.
It's such an old joke.
You would just like try and meet Sarah Jessica Parker and whistle the moment you saw her.
My horse is coming. It's already here.
Sorry. Oh, I don't know. You have a twin sister? Like, I don't know.
Leave the room and then see if she comes.
Have you ever seen a horse and Sarah Jessica Parker in the same room?
Neither. Never.
Nay.
God damn it.
Fucking terrible.
I do like that one.
I would like to get good at riding a horse. Like personally, it's a bit of a thing of mine. But and I feel like if you had just had infinite horses and whistles, no,
you'd have to get you'd have to teach yourself. Yeah,
you'd get there. Fuck.
You'd have to go bareback because wait, no, does the horse have a saddle? It does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is very convenient. I don't want to carry around a saddle my entire.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Have to learn.
You'd make a different noise, and a saddle appears.
Yep. You know, I travel a lot. That'd be really convenient.
Just to have just a whistle for a horse.
Yeah.
And when it came near, Eliza Press said, fresh.
Because, I mean, pressing a button and having a car come is just not good enough.
Yeah. No, Uber's just not cutting it anymore.
You got to remember the downside here. You whistle your horse, and then you're like, all right, I'm done with you, horsey. And now it's just going to stand there waiting.
That's fine.
Like, you just abandon it out in a street. True. The horse is just standing there.
That's how Red does. Yeah. Practice safe horsing. Like, put it on the sidewalk or something and then just leave it there.
Yeah. Would I need a lasso? I'd need a lasso, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Do you need to feed the horse?
No, dog. If it dies, you just get a fresh one. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. No, that's
so
about
much
it.
Death today.
Yeah.
Hey, Alex is fine.
I'm good over here. Yeah, I brought a safe one.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Haven't even got to you though, Liv. That's I'd do that. I'd fucking lie. That'd be a good party trick.
There's always party tricks with you.
Yeah.
Watch me summon this horse.
Not really any practical application, but check this out. A horse.
That way I have a fucking horse. Why is there a horse in my living room? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. I've got you a present. It's fine. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Horses.
Bye. Way. Yeah.
I just have to line up that "Look at my horse. My horse is amazing" song on my phone. Okay. Every time I whistle it. Yeah.
You're like making references from 10 years ago.
15-year-old reference. Yep. Yeah. Fucking classic.
Oh, we're old.
And said the second youngest one in the room.
Well, that's my game for this evening.
Nice.
Liv, how you doing?
Yeah, good. I had an idea and then I thought about it a bit and I think it's pretty shit. So I've got another idea. It's a backup idea. It's not that great either.
Great job.
So
sell it to us.
All right. What if your phone could just materialize your car for you?
Oh, like are we talking
like
GTA?
Yeah.
Oh, is it like, it's kind of the same as cams where it's like GTA 5 online where you call your mechanic and be like, hey, I need my car.
Yeah, it's just there.
You just know where your car is. It's like, it's around the corner. I mean, you don't know how it got there, like that quickly.
But it's there.
But it's there.
Is it GTA 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. GTA 5. You're just like, I need my car. And then
you can do that in real life.
Not your car.
Not your car. Specifically your car.
Yeah.
You can do that in real life?
I could call someone up and say, hey, you might bring in my car.
Who's going to bring you a car, dog?
Someone.
Who?
I'll find someone.
Like, legit. I'm asking who.
Do they have keys already?
Molly, I can call up Molly and say, hey, can
that's not her job.
Your car's not Rego, dude.
I mean, it's meant to be like magic.
Yeah.
It's just there.
I feel you, Liv. I'd be down with that because like I would want to go somewhere. Like that literally happened to me today. My girlfriend wanted to go run some errands before I came to record this show. So it'd be great if like she went off, fucked off to do errands. Then I summon the car. Car comes to me. Mm. I drive around here. She summons the car. Car goes back to her. She's at home with the car now. When I need to leave and go home, I can just summon the car again.
Fucking awesome.
Right? It like no one would ever need more than one car.
Thanks for selling it for me.
Who is this mechanic?
He's a mechanic.
Juan.
Juan.
Excuse me?
Is that canon? Is Juan canon?
I don't know, probably.
I don't know.
I don't think it is. I think it's just this like no name.
It just says mechanic. Yeah. Mechanic, yeah. You pay him something every day or something like that. Yeah, and it's all. It's like $57 a day.
That's a lot of fucking money, dude.
It is. But I mean, people pay that much on parking.
In GTA bucks, that's not that much.
Yeah, but this is real life.
When you're doing bank heists, it makes no difference.
Yeah.
Are you doing bank heists?
Maybe.
Okay. How often? Around,
I've got that Kirby thing.
This is just combined.
Liv, are you really? I'm not convinced.
How often do you find yourself in a situation where you are in a location where you need your car, but you haven't actually got to that location without getting there in your car?
Okay, so you get public transport somewhere.
Like if you want to drive somewhere, if you want to go somewhere, you're typically going to drive there and you're going to drive back.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Unless you PT or horse there.
What if I was in fucking London? Because they go there every other week now.
Yeah.
Like, fucking my car just rocks up. That'd be dope.
Well, it's registered in Australia. You'd be fucked.
So my car's a piece of shit as well. So that's the problem with this. My car is a piece of trash.
Get a better car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
This is in real life.
I'm good over here.
Yeah, like,
I'm totally on board with stability. This sounds fucking great. This makes
it's convenient.
Like,
if you own a helicopter, then same shit.
Yeah.
Who cares about laws?
Who owns a helicopter?
I don't know. People do.
I feel like the people that own a helicopter probably also have the money to own someone to actually make this a reality, to have their car wherever they want.
They have a mechanic called Pietro.
And he's whatever nationality the mechanic is, he's not Australian.
Wonderful universe in your head with all these names. I'd love to know more.
So far we've
Quan. Quan will deliver your car.
Pietro will deliver your helicopter. Yeah.
Who's going to deliver my boat?
Javier. Yeah,
that's perfect. That's exactly what. Yep. Yeah, that's the right.
And my horse just brings itself.
See, I don't know if I could do it.
One spot.
My car's a piece of shit. Yeah, spot. My car's a piece of shit. I don't want to spend $57 a day. And who's Juan?
You fucked him.
Whoa. He's a life debt to you. He has to bring you your car whenever you want.
Is this like a $57 a day or fuck Juan?
Yeah.
Then, you used your Kirby powers and swallowed his wife. Now he's attracted to you.
No. Jesus Christ. Alex, so you're taking it?
Yeah, I'm totally down with that. As someone with like a decent car.
Yeah.
And, you know, a partner that also needs to use my car every now and then.
Sure.
Or our car. It's our car.
Yeah.
That would make everything so much easier.
We're just talking about like self-driving cars eventually, right? Like,
hell yeah.
Sure, yeah.
And then like a self-driving car would come to you and pick you up.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. That's basically what this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except if I was in London, that'd be more convenient. Yeah. I mean, not registered at all. Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Man, that's going to be so creepy when your car can just come pick you up.
That's,
you
know what, fine. I got an idea. Totally fine.
Eventually you get bored. So I'd go scuba dive.
And buy a helicopter.
Summon your car. And then, I like waterlogged my car and now it's useless to me.
So you have to call your horse and the horse gets waterlogged too.
Yeah. Yep. But you've got infinite horses. You don't have infinite cars.
Yeah, that's right.
True.
Yeah.
Sorry.
In GTA, it's like you have to pay the insurance on the car anyway to get a new one.
What the fuck is that game?
It's everything.
Shit.
It's not.
So it's not good. It doesn't work on PC.
I have to get this out of my head. I just pictured with the horses in the water. So you find yourself stranded in the middle of the Pacific.
Of course.
And you summon your horse. Your horse is going to drown. It can't swim for very long. Uh-huh. But it turns into a floating dead body.
Oh!
You summon about 20 horses. You've got a nice raft going.
Yeah.
You're going to sail that bitch all the way to land.
And then you could get like your car coming and turn it into like a rudder system.
You can buy plane cars.
So, MacGyver is back. MacGyver with dead horses in a car is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I mean, that's less real life. Buying a plane car, that's even less real life than
they exist.
I know, but I can't buy one. That's what I'm saying.
No, they made like cheap consumer models.
Yeah.
Can Microsoft Flight deliver a flying car?
Huh?
Juan delivers. Thank you very much.
It's not Juan, it's Gregorio.
Oh, Gregorio. Okay, because I was about to say, Javier's the helicopter, Juan's the car. Yeah. So, yeah, which one delivers the
plane car? You need someone else.
That's right, it's totally in person. I don't know why I thought.
No.
That's just silly of me. I apologize.
It's okay.
Right.
You could split that $57 a day with your friends and be like, cool.
Oh.
Was it per delivery or just for the whole day?
It was for a whole day.
The whole day.
Think about that.
You can just go nuts.
Go fucking buck wild.
And just like deliver it to
I need the car from 2 till 2:15 just to get, just do a little shot up. Cool. All right, I'll summon it after that and I'll just go somewhere else.
What if you're like driving the car and then you decide, oh shit, I have to get to a meeting really quickly somewhere. I'm on the other side of town. Yeah. And you call up the car. I'm still inside of it. Do I just get teleported to you?
Nah.
That's what I'm still going to ask, yeah.
Like, that's the saying.
Like, I'd just be like, la, 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 oh fuck, Alex.
You don't summon the car if you're using your car. I guess that's the
problem. No, but if we're sharing the car.
I know, that's the problem with share, right? Like, you can't do that
with
GTA.
It just doesn't work.
So it just doesn't work.
You'd have to call up and say, is anyone using the car right now? Nope. Okay. Juan.
Bring me my steed.
Yeah.
Just pay a dude to come near you and whistle so the horse shows up.
No, you have to whistle for your own horse.
You have to whistle for Juan?
He likes it.
Fuck this, I'm getting the Kirby ability and becoming Juan. He's like my favorite new character of
2017,
yeah, that's right.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I think that's going to end it there. Thanks everyone for watching and listening. I'm used to saying watching because we stream so much. The podcast thing is freaking me out. Yeah. Thanks everyone for listening. And my name's Cam. This has been Liv. And
do you want to talk about when we do shows, when people can find us?
Yeah, we can do that, yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't choose our favorite girl anymore?
Well, yeah, what do you want to do?
I want to be Kirby, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, but you, like not choosing your own.
Oh, that's right.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I want to whistle infinite horses.
I want a t-shirt that says, I want to whistle infinite horses.
Yeah. Are the rest of us going Kirby?
I was going to say horses as well.
Ooh.
Really?
Wow. Oh, cool. Yeah.
Ken, where you at?
I like ponies.
You can't because you can't pick horses.
So. Oh, shit.
He just wants a mechanic.
I would go Kirby.
Sure.
And I would specifically murder animals.
Wow.
I want
that soundbite.
Yeah.
I just want that soundbite. Came. I would specifically murder animals.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. No, I'd take the mechanic. 100%.
Yeah? Yep. Sure.
That seems the most practical thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Right.
Yay.
All right, well, we'll split it.
I'm glad no one picked prey. Fuck you guys. Right?
Sorry.
Look, I was, but then infinite horses.
Yeah.
All right, you got me on that one.
Gotta keep it simple. Gotta keep it simple.
Wow.
So.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. every time on twitch.tv/clicky6. And you can find us doing regular scheduled content. Right at this moment of this recording, we are doing Spooky Tuesdays and we are doing Throwback Thursdays, which is, in other words, back in my day. So scary games on Tuesdays and
old games on Thursdays,
which is...
And whatever the hell we want on weekends.
Fun stuff on weekends.
Yeah, we just fuck around on weekends. So
not to say that Tuesday and Thursdays aren't fun.
No.
But...
do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
So feel free to tune in, do the follow, like, subscribe, and all that sort of stuff, and tell your friends about us. My name's Cam. This has been Liv and Alex and JLo. Say hi, everyone.
Hello.
Bye.
Hi,
everyone.
We'll see you all next time for another episode of Girl Talk.
My name's Juan.
Bye. Yay.
Woof.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.